Okay. Tonight's learning is dedicated to Ilu Nishmas, Feige Reisel Bas, Nachamonish. We have the opportunity to wish a very special mazel tov to the Patel family on the beautiful engagement of Chaim to a lovely family. Baruch Hashem, I got to know all sides. It's a real schuss for me to know both Chaim and the Patels and the Kala's side as well. Mr. Shendri Shbizaycha, to build a bias in MMB Israel, learning from both wonderful sides. They're both Mechutanim, are wonderful people, and they should see much, much nachas from this new couple.
And everybody else.
Okay, so tonight I want to touch a topic that's only negated this year, and we got to cover it tonight as much as we can. What we need to know when Purim falls out on Sunday. We've discussed in the past what you need to know when Purim falls out on Friday, but tonight I want to get to what happens when Purim falls out on Sunday, and it does have some interesting halachic relevancy. So let's start with the beginning. Obviously, by now everyone knows that the fast of Esther is not going to be commemorated on Shabbos, but rather it's going to be on Thursday. That's brought down in the halach and Shulchan Aruch, number one. Misanim biyud gimel ba'adar. We fast the fast of the 13th of Adar. Vimchal Purim be'echad b'Shabbos. But if Purim falls out on Sunday, makdim lehisanis b'yom chamishi. We move the fast up to Thursday. Now the truth is the proper way to pronounce the Thursday fast is not a nitche. It's what's called a muktam. Nitche means we push it away. Here we're bringing it earlier. And this is a very unique fast. It's the only fast day that we bring earlier instead of pushing away. If you remember, when Tisha B'Av falls on a Shabbos, we don't fast the Thursday before. We fast the Sunday. This is the only fast. It's not just the Nitcha. Not only is it pushed away, it's Mukdam. It even you fast before it even happens. That's why it's called Tainus Esther Mukdam. Now, we'll see there's actually a reason for that. The Achareinim are going to deal with why exactly is that the way it is. But that's the first thing we all know, that this year Tainus Esther is pushed up to Thursday. Now, we've discussed in the past, both on a Sunday morning share and on a Tuesday night halacha share, the details of Tainus Esther, its origin, where it comes from, the uniqueness of the fast. But everyone knows Tainus Esther is a more light fast. Meaning, if someone has medical issues, nursing mothers, pregnant women, all the like, have much more leniencies on a regular fast, on Tainus Esther, and even more so this year because, as we pointed out, it's a muktam. So it's kedai for those who have issues or halachic or medical concerns about fasting. They should know that, first of all, Tainus Esther is always more makel, and this year it's even more makel because it's going to be a muktam. I was talking to a woman who has some medical concerns, and her doctor told her she can't fast, and she was all, should I fight my doctor? I said, not for Tainus Esther. Tainus Esther muktam, I would definitely want to fight with a doctor who tells you, the cardiologist, whatever else, says not to fast, not a Tainus Esther muktam. Yom Kippur, we can talk about this, but if we talk about Tainus Esther muktam, I would not. So, we discussed in the past, those who are not fasting Tainus Esther should be aware that this year, again, for those people that have medical concerns, keep that in mind. So let's talk a little bit about why don't we fast on Friday. So I understand, this year Yud Gimel is Shabbos, so we don't fast on Shabbos, which we'll have to see why. Why is it so possible we don't fast on Shabbos? So we've discussed it in the past, but why not fast on Friday? What's wrong with Friday? Friday's a nice day, change the clocks, it's a long day, fast on Friday.
Why does it go?
Right, so we do know already that Asar B'Teves, we do fast on Friday, so it's already out there, the notion of fasting on Friday. So why is Tainus Esther impossible to be commemorated on Friday? So if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, he writes number two, Avol Be'erev Shabbos, Ein Koivim Tainus B'Tchila. We don't originate a fast on Tainus Esther, but they covet a Shabbos. Out of honor for Shabbos. What's the honor for Shabbos? So he explains, because on a regular fast day, we have slichas and davening is a bit longer. You can't do that on a Friday. I don't know how long their davening took, but apparently it would conflict with getting ready for Shabbos. So if they'd have a fast day on Friday, so Asar B'Teves stuff falls out that way, we have no choice. We have to do it. But here, when it didn't fall out this way, it fell out on Shabbos. Once we're not getting the right day, so Friday, Sunday, Thursday, no, we push it off to a day that doesn't conflict with us getting ready for Shabbos. We'll see. Asar B'Teves? No, not to our calendar. If it would have been, there's a famous Shitas Rishayim we've discussed in the past, alumnus behind it, that if Asar B'Teves does fall on Shabbos, we would fast on Shabbos. But it doesn't. It only falls out on Friday. And it's the only fast day that we have on Friday. So he writes over here, Umisha Hayy B'Derech. It's an interesting thing. Let's say a person, today it's almost harder for this to happen, but back then, before technology, it's very possible, some guy didn't get the memo that Tainus Esther is on Thursday this year. He goes on a business trip. He's out of the yeshuv. He's away from everyone. And he has no idea that Thursday was a fast day. I don't know. Either he thought we fast on Friday, or maybe he thought we fast on Shabbat. I don't know what he thought, but he didn't know that we fast on Thursday. He did not get the email this year from his shul that this year is a time to test the Muktam. So Mr. Buri writes, he's on the road. He forgot that we're supposed to fast on Friday. Or, Lav Davka, is he a bad person? He slipped his mind. He forgot. He was away. He wasn't with Jews. He was on a business trip, and he slipped his mind. The guy comes home Thursday night. And he hears that we had a fast day today. And he ate the whole day. So Mr. Brewer Paskins, in that case, Itaka has to fast Friday. Since he's a Tanis Yochid, he's not a Tzibur, he's a Yochid, he should fast on Friday. Then the Mishnah brings out a very famous thing that every yeshiva bocha knows, that on Erev Purim, on Tanis Esther, no yeshiva. Yeshiva's closed on Tanis Esther. Why? They should through them liknoi tzarchi Purim. Because all the rabbeim are so busy buying stuff for the Purim Suda, yeshiva's closed on Tanis Esther. Imloi kishachal Purim yim rishon, unless Purim falls out on Sunday. Purim falls on Sunday, so you have a whole Thursday, you have regular yeshiva, so this year we should have regular yeshiva.
Is there a missing line here?
Yeah, there's that next line where I told you the psak, I don't know why I don't have it here, it is missing where he says that you would fast on Friday. Then he continues, v'nirli d'chozeh ma'ri leilich l'yeshiva. This just means you don't go to yeshiva. Avalomer ha'kavu b'beis ha'medrash einu b'chozeh. There should still be some chavusha learning. De'ein b'zeh kol kach b'tal tzarech yisud. Okay. Now this is back to halacha. Ve'ein oimim tzitkoscha b'yis ha'shabbos. So this Shabbos, by mincha, we are not going to say tzitkoscha. Why? Because it's Erev Purim. Erev Purim, if it would be during the week, we wouldn't say tachanun. So we don't say tzitkoscha. K'mo yishein oimim tachanun b'erev Purim b'chol. Kach ein oimim tzedek adin. We also wouldn't say tzedek adin on Shabbos mincha because it is Erev Purim. Okay. So that's one unique thing they should keep in mind. By mincha, we're not going to say it's tzitkoscha. Now, if you take a look in the Ran brings down the from the Rishonim, he writes, Umash onu magdim min hatayim lehem chamish. Why taka does the fast go to Thursday and not to Friday? Kishachal Purim be'echa b'Shabbos. Vein oisim be'erev Shabbos. Why taka don't we make it on Friday? Nimtza b'tshuvas ha-goyinim. Writes the Ran, it's found already by the goyinim. Da'anu taimu l'fish regilim b'taynis lo'im ha'aslicha v'shetachlunim v'dov ha'yev shal ha'asoyis b'ev Shabbos shal yuchal l'treach b'tzoyich ha'Shabbos. So what the Mishnah Berurah was quoting to us is really from the goyinim. Now why am I giving you this background? Because the whole Tainus Esther is not brought down in the Gemara. That's the problem with Tainus Esther. It's not brought down in the Gemara. Where exactly this Tainus Esther originated is a whole discussion, and what's its source and its halachic background, but at the end of the day, it's not found in the Gemara. So now that's not found in the Gemara, well, who told us that if you can't fast on Sunday or Shabbos, you fast on Thursday? Maybe we should go to Friday. So I'm showing you from the Goinim, the Goinic errors right before the Rishonim, they already had this practice that when Tainus Esther falls on the Shabbos, we don't go to Friday, but rather we go to Thursday. And the reason why I'm bringing you this is because I'm going to show you there was a whole list of Rishonim that disagreed. And they said, no, we fast on Friday. Because again, it's not like there's a Gemara somewhere in Shas that says otherwise. So it's up for your discretion. So if you take a look over in the Sefer, you may miss the Simcha, he quotes over here from the Kolboy. The Kolboy Kasa Ba'artzis Halolu Noyegim La'atzis Tainus Esther Be'er of Shabbos. Where we come from, we take it there, but Tainus Esther is on Friday. The Kasa came Ba'archas Chaim Uberoiv Eret Provancio. Now, Provence is southern France. Provence always beat to their own drum. They had their own menhagim. They weren't like the French Rishonim, what we'd call Gedele Ashkenaz. That was the north part of France. That was a regular Rishonim, the French Rishonim. That's what we call Ashkenaz. They weren't yet closer to Spain with the Svadish Rishonim. They were mamish of Minbif Neatzmai, the Chachmei Provence. They really had their own mixed practices. Some of it was Svadish, some of it. They had their own rules. So they taka held that you taka fast. When Tainus Esther falls on a Shabbos, fast on Friday. He says, Ooh, Hilchas Tainus Kasav, Archas Chaim, Shemagdimin, Umasan, Bev Shabbos. Vieshoim, Shemagdimin, Leoisliyama. Ahei, Vetzorachin, Loma, Eim, Masan, Bev Shabbos. Apparently, they didn't have this Goyim that we have this Chuvas Goyim that says we don't fast on Friday. They said, why not fast on Friday? What's the problem? Where does it say anywhere you can't fast on Friday? So they taka fasted on Friday. Then he quotes a whole list of Rishayim, he quotes a Rajba, brings down a Ravid, who also was from Provence, that taka said, Deloyom Mashlam Tainis, Be'erv Shabbos, Elo Shein Oichel Koidim Shkezacham. Avavada Meshetishka Chama Krakidesh Ayoim, Shuvin Rishay Lasanis. Avada, you can fast up till Shkei, and then after Shkei, you'll break the fast. Lechei Nogu Aam B'Tainis Esther, Kishubo Be'erv Shabbos, Shoichel Miyad Im Tseisei Mibesek Nesis. When they'd leave Shul, That's when the fast would be over the moment they leave shul. And then he continues to quote from a bunch of other Rishonim that lived in Provence. Meiri was one of the famous ones that lived in Provence. That was the practice. So there were Jews. Again, we today follow the Shulchan Aruch. We follow the Tshuva Segoin. But there were communities in Klal Yisrael that Taka, when Erev, when Tainus Esther fell out on Shabbos, they would fast on Friday.
What period
was that? 1100s? 1200s?
Yeah. Maybe there were
possibly. Well, they'd hold that's not a svara. They hold you could do both. Either one or the other, right? One of the two had to give. So this is always something I find fascinating, that you have goyim, and then the rishonim have no problem going right against the goyim. Like, not even a shayla. The goyim said X, and they said Y, and no one seemed to have a problem with it.
Yeshua was only with the publication, the spread of the Shulchan Aruch, that Gans Klal Yisrael.
Yeah, today. No, the reason why we don't do that is because we follow Shulchan Aruch. But in Provence, in the Rishonim, was before the Shulchan Aruch came, 300 years before the Shulchan Aruch codified his Sefer, so then every community did what they did. Now, maybe today in Provence they still do it. I have no idea. For the most part, Klal Yisrael, not everyone. Today, that's the assumption. Whatever it says in Shulchan Aruch, we go with. But it wasn't like that. Even the first door, Acher HaShulchan Aruch, like the Marshal and others, they weren't bound by the Shulchan Aruch like we are today. They looked at the Shulchan Aruch like, that's his opinion, and I disagree. Today, Baruch Hashem, now we can have easy, because we know what it says, the Shulchan Aruch is what we follow.
It could also be that
we're going to talk about that. So we're going to see there's other svaras why we don't... very good. So we're going to see there's other svaras why Taka not to fast on Friday. So let's take a look at the Levush for a second, number 5. Writes the Levush, V'imchal Purim b'yom rishon ein misan b'shabbos. So first of all, Purim falls out on Sunday, we don't fast on Shabbos. Hoyu v'nitcha tainus miyem ha-shabbos. And once we're already uprooting it, and we're not fasting when we're supposed to, misan b'yom he-shalfan, we already push it to Thursday. I frek the Levush, akasha. What happened to the rule of Agdumi Puranis Lemiktamina? The Gemara tells us, anything bad, we always push forward instead of bringing closer. That's the way we work as human beings, right? So Levush back to Kasha. So why don't we fast after? Like fast on Purim. Now we know you can't fast on Purim. So Zog to Levush, V'loy b'yem alev shel achrov, ch'yev shel litchoiz Purim, d'loy yavaksiv. V'loy misan b'yem v'ov, and there's no option not to fast on Friday, mishum, kavod ha-Shabbos. What's kavod ha-Shabbos? Shel yuchlu lahochin tzorich ha-Shabbos, yom ha-tayin lisim, oyu misan b'yem v'ov, shel yuchelum litvam ha-tav shel tzorich ha-Shabbos. Here his problem, couldn't taste the food. Couldn't taste the food. How are you going to know the food tastes? You can't taste anything. So we had a whole discussion once, to share te'ima, and if you poil it, you spit it out. It's a whole sugya in Mesechus Tainus, actually. But the Levush gives an interesting svara. I'm not sure what he does with Asar B'Tavis. Again, it's not a kasha, because if it falls out that way, you're stuck. But here, we're manipulating the calendar. We're saying, well, it's not this, so push it Thursday, don't do it on Friday. The Taz has a kasha. In fact, the Taz, what do you mean there's no Tainus on Friday? But it says in Shulchan Aruch, the Torah brings it down as well, Derech Anshei Maisa Lissan, it's Be'er of Shabbos. It says people that are Anshei Maisa, which is usually a complimentary term, they used to fast every Friday. So they'd come into Shabbos, but they have with an appetite. So how you tell me you're not allowed to fast on Friday? You see that Anshei Maisa used to fast every Friday. Loi Kosh, what?
That's a Tainus.
No, but the question is, meaning if there's something wrong with fasting on Friday, why were these Anshei Maisim allowed to do it? So the Taz gives the answer. Loi kosher the hasa mayri she'im mevatlam oynik Shabbos avor zeh. Umidarkim lecho b'tayva tfei k'shem esan. Fakir, for these guys, they enjoyed the fish and the soup Friday night because they were hungry. They didn't eat anything a whole day. They came and they never enjoyed soup and fish like they did.
Back then they didn't enjoy the weekly meal.
Right, but he says, avol mashenkin roiva oylam heim chalushim achar tainis. He says an interesting story of the Taz. Most people after the fast are so weak, Valkin in the Kavanah Tainus Be'er Shabbos. He's saying, you know why we don't have a fast on Friday? Because you won't really enjoy the Friday night meal. That's the pshat. Most of us would think, Valkin, you're so hungry, you're going to... No, he's saying you're so tired, you're so weak, you don't want to eat, you just want to go to sleep or whatever you want to do. So here's a new svar from the Taz. Of the reason why we don't fast on Friday is because it's going to take away from the Suda on Friday night. Either way, this was just for fun, but the point is, we don't fast on Friday, and we fast on Thursday. Here's where things get interesting. Writes to Ramon number 7, the Tainus Zeh Einei Choyva. Tainus Esther is not an obligatory fast, meaning it's not one of the other fast days. There's room to be lenient if there's a reason. Again, underline, le'es ha-tzarech. The fact that you don't want to fast is not an es ha-tzarech. I don't want to do a lot of things. Kigoin, mu'beres ha-minekes, pregnant women, nursing women, oy l'choy l'shem b'sakon. V'afilu rak koyve naim, even if it's just eye pain, which is not sakana, but we are making.
Is it which you would have to be mushroom, you know, if you had an excuse?
Ah.
Also, if it's not a phone, then why?
There's a whole big machlokes.
Then why fast at all?
So again, so we have to know what, where and why we fast. So if you look in some Rishonim, they taka learn it. It was taka like a minhag. This whole fast was not an obligatory fast. It was an accepted fast. Klal Yisrael decided. It happens to be, Grad, if you look in the Sefer Kaveh Yosher, he talks about how chosh of Tainus Esther is. This is Mama Sogel v'tfila. I know the Aguda was trying to arrange a big Yom Tfila on this Thursday. Last I heard, they couldn't get it together in time. So it's not going to happen, but it's a very auspicious time for davening. It's a very Zman Mesugel for tfila. So even though the fast day itself might not be as chomer, the kedusha sayyim or the chashiva sayyim is still very true. It was a day for tefillah. That was the day the Jewish people dive into before they went to war, at least according to Rashi Shita in Maseches Megillah. So Zokter Ramah. So what do you do? Mitzayim harbi lo yisanu v'yifru achakach. You got to make it up. Avoshar brim lo yifru shem natzibur. This is the part I want. If the imchal Purim b'yom rishon, if Purim falls out on Sunday, shemesanim b'yom chamisha shofar, we're fasting on Thursday. The chal boy bris mila. If anyone has a bris this Thursday, says the Ramon mutter, everyone's allowed to eat. Ulamach b'yom shishi yisanu oichem. Here's the tricky part: those people that are invited to the bris Thursday, so they eat Thursday, but they got to fast Friday.
That's it.
That's in the pater. So that's always the question: is it worth it? Is it worth it? It's a tough question. Is it worth it? Is it worth eating on Thursday than having to fast on Friday? So let's get into this a little bit more. Says the Mishnah Berurah number 8, Motu lechel al amila, haynu, who's allowed to eat? Kol anoshim akurim lasud. Anyone who's invited? V'afilu yoyse me'asar. V'afilu b'shachros mutum lechel. They're allowed to eat ready from the morning. They don't have to wait till chatzos. You get invited to the bris, you can eat. Ochein, however, kulam tzichim l'sanas l'mocher. You got to fast on Friday, so it's not that exciting. He says no. The fast is on Thursday, and they can't eat on Thursday. And you have to make the suda. You'll do the bris Thursday morning. Suda will be Thursday night. Then everyone will fast. However, habali bris ba'atzmon. But the Bali Bris, which is the Moyel, the Sandik, and the Avi HaBen, Mutarim Lechol B'yom Chamishi Achamil. Those guys are allowed to eat. So here's important. Those that are invited to the Bris on Thursday, they probably cannot eat. But the father, the Sandik, and the Moyel, he could eat Thursday morning.
And they don't have to pay.
And they probably don't have to make it up, right?
You have to do it on the Tisha B'Av.
That's right. Right. We had to make Tisha B'Av Nitzchah. That's right. We'll talk about that in a second. They don't have to fast tomorrow. Okay. So now the Mishnah Berurah for Yerzois, V'ayim Eprim Egadim Shekosev, Da'amek Alina Kedatz Ramah Lo Yifsid. So if you want to go like the Ramah, you won't lose out. What does that mean? If you get invited to a bris on Thursday, and you decide, you know what, I'm going to take it. I'll fast Friday instead of Thursday, you have who to rely on. But the most of the Paiskim don't hold that way. Most of the Paiskim hold, like the Taz, that if you get invited to the bris on Thursday, you don't eat. The Mesud will be Thursday night, but the father, and the Moyel, and the Sandik, maybe that's a push to get Sandik that day. So if you're the grandfather, you might want to get a push to be Sandik. This way, you taka don't have to fast. You're putter from fasting. If you look in the Be'er Halacha brings down the sheet of the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon has an unbelievable kula. The Vilna Gaon holds, Mr. Burr quotes it in Be'er Halacha, I'm Be'er Agor, the Dafka B'Tisha B'Av, the Chomir, Tzarech HaBal Bris, Ma'at Lehsanus. He says it's only on Tisha B'Av where the Bali Bris have to fast. Avoloi B'Shar Abatanisim. Afilu B'Tainish Ein Enitche. According to the Gaon, if someone makes a bris on Asar B'Tavis, the Bali Bris don't fast. It's regular Asar B'Tavis, not Nitche. Regular Asar B'Tavis. So if anyone's ever been to, I've been to a bris on Asar B'Tavis, so the bris is in the morning and the suda is at night. Said the Vilna Gaon, but not for the Bali Bris, they don't fast. That was the sheet of the Vilna Gaon. It is not widely accepted, to the best of my knowledge. We don't assume like that, but that was the sheet of the Vilna Gaon. He says, Gam in a Tzarech Bris, V'chein Chosim B'yem Chupasak, the son is Chlal. After Achreinim B'Sim Tovkof and Tesh Eskimu, the Bishar Tanisim Ein Anitchem Ein Lahokel Afla Bal Bris, even though most Paiskim do not assume like that, he says it's also Mochel like that from the Ritzva, but the end of the Be'er Halacha is Negei Tos. He says, however, on a Tainis Nitche, Tainis Esther Nitche, then you definitely could be Mekel. So he writes, for sure, Valkain, when it comes to a Tainis Esther Nitche, the Bal Bris, the Sandik and the Avi Aben definitely do not have to fast.
This means Muktam, really.
What?
Really means
right. So here, even though normally on a regular Tainus, we assume not like the Vilna Gaon, Tainus Esther, maybe you can be Mekel, and a Tainus Esther Mukdam, for sure you can be Mekel. So if a father is making a bris this Thursday, father, Aviyah Ben and Sandik for sure are allowed to eat in the morning after the bris.
So is Sof Maisa in the end for let's say people who, you know, mildly ill or something, they should make it up on Friday if they
no,
can?
No, they're not. The minhag is not to. If they may, if they're chayil, they're not going to make it up.
Is it better to hold the breast in the afternoon?
No, Zvizu Maktim Lemitzvah is more important.
You
make the suda at night. You make the suda at night.
The
you have the bris in the morning, and then they'll have the suda at night. Yeah, you'll have it. You'll have it when you're allowed to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have a ben hashmashos issue like you do by Shabbos when it comes out on a fast day?
Ben hashmashos which way?
Either way. So that, you know, if you have a kid born on Shabbos, you know, before Shabbos, ben hashmashos, you don't...
Say Shabbos with the bris. Right.
So you push it off. Then.
Right.
So you have the same issue by Tanis.
I'm not sure what you mean. The baby's born.
Because then you're having a bris when you're not sure you should be having a bris.
Ah, here. I guess it's not as important as Shabbos where you're dealing with the suffragists of the rice. So if on the side that it's not B'yem HaShmini, so that's not the Shabbos, then it's a Moloch of the rice. On the other side, it's just a shayla of whether or not you're allowed to eat, but the bris would still be valid. It's interesting, the Nitta Gavriel brings down an opinion that's not accepted, but the opinion of the Shayla Shuvah Zera Emes that says, Shechosin Tzorech L'Sanas Afilu B'Tainas Ezer Shenitcha Li'em Zeh. He has the most machmet geshita. He holds that on a tainis ester nidche, that's like a double cool already, he's still machmet that a chosin has to fast, which is a very big chiddush. Because one would have assumed that a tainis ester is already shvach, and nidche is even more. So we don't pass him like that. We pass him like...
But he's a chosin.
Ah, so take a look at number 11. If you look over here, Shmuel Kamenetsky, he writes, Baal bris v'chosin m'shiva semeh amishta, chayovin l'sanas b'tainis ester. So he passes on a regular tainis ester, chosin during Shavu Brachos, Baal Bris would have to fast, or B'tayin says, to muktim ain't tzarech l'sanes. But this year, if anyone got married this week, and their Sheva Brachas are going to come through Thursday, they do not have to fast. That is the psak of most achroinim this year. If it would be a regular time sester, it's a big machlekes achroinim. There are many achroinim that are meiko, many that are not. But this year, because it's a muktim, so a baal bris for sure doesn't have to worry, as well as a chosin v'kala during sheva brachas. If you want to see the small print and really hurt your eyes, so I quoted over here from Rebbe Azriel Orbach. Rebbe Azriel Orbach writes, Hachosin shechal ha-tainis b'toich yimei ha-sheva ha-brachas, yochel ha-hokel lo'yil ha-sanas b'tainis ester. So he's makel on a regular tainus ester. He says v'kol shekain b'tainus ester muktim shein tzarech l'sanis for sure this year.
So
yeah, well, yeah. For this, well, right. Assuming girls and boys are equal when it comes to fast days. No. Just the chosin kal themselves.
Okay.
There's no one else. Just the chosin kal. It's just like just the baal bris. So if this someone's making a bris this Thursday, so the male, the son, and the father can have breakfast after the bris. If Chosin and Kala got married this week, so they wake up Thursday, whether he goes to shul or not, I don't know, but he can have breakfast with his Kala on Tainus Esther, only because it's a Nitche, or Muktam. If it would be a regular Tainus Esther, that would be a much bigger Shiloh.
Do we know historically, in terms of like, the, let's say the year right after the Purim occurred,
no, they didn't have Tainus Esther.
Did we already start with the four mitzvahs and everything, or how long did it take?
No, that was in the beginning. That was right in the beginning. The mitzvahs, that was already put, that's in the Megillah. That's already, even though Matanos of Yoinim, some argue, was not done the first year. Because if you look in the Pesukim, you'll see first Pasuk brings down Shalach Manas without Matanos of Yoinim, and only later it brings the Matanos of Yoinim. So some suggest maybe the first year they didn't get Matanos of Yoinim, that was a subsequent addition. But the other mitzvahs of Yoinim were baked into the Mahus of the Yomtiv. So let's talk about another Shiloh. When do you give Matanos of Yoinim, when do you give Machzis HaShekel when Tainus Esther is on Thursday? What are your choices? When Purim is on Sunday, thank you. When would you give your Machzis HaShekel? So you're obviously not giving it on Shabbos, right? That's not a possibility. So you take a look over here in the Ramah. The Ramah writes, V'yesh litnoi b'leil Purim koidim sh'espal l'mincha. You're supposed to give the Machzis HaShekel on the night of Purim before you daven mincha. That's the practice in all our communities. We give it what we call today Tainus Esther, the mincha before we start Purim. However, the Magen Avraham writes, Ubi medina seinu noisim b'shachris koidim kriyas ha-megillah. The Magen Avraham is a different minhag. Magen Avraham says, no, Machzis HaShekel every year is given Purim morning. That's when you give the Machzis HaShekel. The Ramah says it's given the mincha before Purim, and the Magen Avraham says it's given Purim morning. Says the Kaf HaChaim, an interesting svara. Why taka do we give it the mincha before Purim? Anyone ever think about it? Why do we give it then? Why then? So the svara that is brought down by the Kaf HaChaim, as well as by the Vilna Gaon, is interesting. He says, V'hainu b'yoy matainis. We want to be dafka. It's not just because it's the mincha before Purim. It's because the mincha before Purim is a fast day. What's special about a fast day? because we know that on a fast day you're supposed to give shtickle pigeon of what you would have eaten that day. You're supposed to give litzak. So he writes it this: V'chein kotzeh b'sidah harashash haminig b'yem atainus koy demincha losses kol yochem matzah shekel yad gabay v'haynu k'day shetztok im atainus l'chaper. We want to have a combination that you're giving tztok on a fast day. If that's the reason why we give it on before mincha, then on a year like this, we should also give it on Thursday, even though it's not the mincha before Purim. Meaning, if it would be a din in giving it the mincha before Purim, so I don't know what you do in this case. Maybe we do like the Magen Avraham, give it Sunday morning. But says the Kav HaChaim, since the reason why we give it is it's supposed to be given on the day of the fast, and Mela says the Kav HaChaim, this year when it's Thursday, we should give Matzah Shekel Thursday by mincha. And I believe that is the accepted approach. Even though, of course, we'll see, not everyone agrees to that either. Take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah writes, "Umimedina seinu noigim litnu b'shachros kaidim kriyas megillah." He quotes the Magen Avraham, who says that we give it actually in the morning. And the Mishnah Berurah concludes, "V'achshav noigim litnu b'shachros shekel kaidim mincha." No, we actually give it in the we give it on erev Purim before mincha. U'b'shachros mo'is megillah. We give something else in the morning. Take a look and say from Ma'idi Yeshurun by Rabbi Felders, that's all from Philadelphia. He quotes over here, Purim begins on Matzah Shabbos. The coin should still be given on the fast of Esther, which then takes place on the previous Thursday, exactly like the Kaf HaChaim. And don't start thinking maybe if I can't do it the mincha before, I should go like the Magen Avraham. No, we stick with Thursday. Preferably, we should do it on the Yom HaTanis. Now we have a reason why Badafka should be on a fast day, because we want to give tzedakah on a fast day. If you take a look, we discussed this a couple years ago about women and then what age, 13, 20, parents giving, all that we've covered in previous shurim. If you look over here, number 18, the tshuva from Chaim Kanievsky, they asked him, when do you give the machzah shekel when Purim falls on a Shabbos? The Tanis Esther Muktam. Tshuva, the Tanis Esther. Okay, Tanis Esther. Comes the Archas Rabbeinu. The Archas Rabbeinu was the Sefer recording the practices of the stipler. The stipler was the father of Chaim Kanievsky. Look what he writes over here. Kishachal Purim b'yem aleph b'shanim kodemes. In the early years, when Purim fell on a Sunday, Moivir Rebbe, the stipler, noisin machzah shekel b'Purim b'boiker. He would do a Purim in the morning. Lefnei kriyas ha-megillah. He would do it Sunday morning. V'amali atam, he told me the reason is, ki b'mincha b'tanis Esther, b'yem hei muktim midei losseis. And the stipler said, you can't give it Thursday, it's too early. It's so far away from Purim. So the stipler apparently held, not like what we're saying now, not like the Kaf HaChaim, and not like what Reb Chaim Kanievsky himself said. He held that when it falls out like this, you give it taka Sunday morning. The Chaynoig Moivir Rebbe b'Tovshim Em Gimel, 1983, Shechal Purim b'yem Aleph, Ulam, however, Bishonim Tavshin Mem, V'Tavshin Mem Dalah, Shechal Purim B'yem Aleph. But other years, when Purim fell out on Sunday, Noisim Machzah Shekel B'yem Hei La'achat Tfilas Mincha. He would then give it on Thursday. So, clearly you see from the stipler, it's not etched in stone either way. You can either give it Sunday morning, or you can give it on Thursday. Again, most likely your shul won't have the coins available Sunday morning, so you probably want to give it on Thursday. It's interesting because Chaim Kanievsky usually doesn't argue on his father. And here he's clearly going against one of the practices of his father, who held that you should do it on Sunday morning, while Rabbi Chaim held you should do it on Thursday. Now, for us, all the chassidim here, take a look at the Munkach Rebbe. In the Darkei Chaim Hashem number 20, the Munkach had a practice. Who can shechal Purim with Matzah Shabbos Kodesh? Hayinoisin oz b'yem atanis b'yem hei b'mincha Matzah Shekel. V'yachakach b'yem Purim. He gave it twice. Twice Matzah Shekel. Once by Mincha and once again Sunday morning. Hey, it's not even Machzism. So if you take a look at the Klausenberger, I talk to Klausenberger in his Divrei Yatziv. He says, what's Taka Pshat in this practice of the Munkach Rebbe? He writes, V'ra b'darkei Chaim v'shalom ois tof tof nem gimel. And he quotes it word for word. We'll skip it. He says, V'nirli. He says, alumdus. D'kishachal yes Purim b'yem aleph. When Purim falls on a Sunday, Efshir, she'ena min aroy lahaktim nisiyas machzah shekel b'yem atayinus. Maybe it's not right to give machzah shekel so early on Thursday. Why? D'odiv las v'yichmel Purim. It's better to give it as close as possible to Purim. B'shma moir aleim, shemuchonez mois Purim. That's why its name implies that we call the machzah shekel mois Purim. Yeah, mois Purim on Thursday. It's a little early. Ulahanal yoitzim b'zeh gam b'dei choyves matas av yoinim. Ula me'idach, b'chtei lotzis dei choyves agra de tanoso, yesh lotzis b'yem tanis Esther. I mean, the time of the Klausenberger, we have conflicting arguments over here. On one hand, we want to give machzah shekel as close to Purim as possible. On the other hand, we want to give machzah shekel on a fast day. You can't have it both ways. If you're going to give it on Thursday, it's a fast day, but it's not close to Purim. If you give it Sunday morning, it's close to Purim, but it's not a fast day. So says the Klausenberger, he said, that's Pshat and the Munkacha. The Munkacha wanted to get the Maila of giving it on a fast day. He also wanted to get the Magen Avram. So immediately he gave both. That was the Pshat in the practice of the Munkacha Rebbe. I don't know of anyone else that does that, but that's the lumdus of why he would give it twice.
Chatishek is always defined as half of what the coin is.
Half of the coin in that currency. Yeah. Now, just one last halach, which is obvious. This year, Tainus Esther, being that it's a muktim, we're going to have a little bit longer davening. Usually, Tainus Esther, we skip out on the Tachanun, we skip out on David Malkein because it's Erev Purim. This year, it's not Erev Purim. So, if you look over in the Sefer Isha Yisrael, he writes, Seder at Filo Bakishar Tainus Sibur. So it's going to be a little bit longer. Schedule that into your mincha experience. This Thursday, it's going to be a little longer. We're going to say Avinu Malkeinu and Tachron as well. Let's move on to another very shver shayla. Now we're fast forwarding to Matzah Shabbos. On my podcast last week, I spoke about, 2 weeks ago, I spoke about the shayla. When Rosh Chodesh falls out on Sunday, what do you do in the benching at Shal Shudas? Because on one hand, you started the meal when it was Shabbos, and you finished it when it's Rosh Chodesh, what do you say? A whole discussion of what do you do. We have the same problem this year. You start your Shal Shudas, it was Shabbos. You finish your Shal Shudas, it's Purim. Do you say, Ritzei and Al Nisim? Only one, the other, what do you do? So for this one, we already have a Mefoshim Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah Paskin is in Kuf Pei Ches, number 23. He says, Motzei Shabbos Lechanako Purim. If you're going to go into a Motzei Shabbos that leads into Chanukah Purim, afilu in gomer sudasa b'layil, even if you finish your meal way after nightfall, way after tzeis even, ein ei maskir shel Chanukah Purim. You do not mention Al Nisim, rak Shabbos levat. In your benching on this Shabbos, you will not acknowledge Al Nisim. Why? Kiven de belavochi has kurim me'ein hamo'ore de Chanukah Purim ein el rishos. Because we discussed this a bunch of weeks ago, the whole idea of mentioning it in benching itself, we pointed out, now we can enjoy the Shaila, why is there no Me'ina Ma'ar in Alamechia on Purim? Ask people that question over Purim, see what the answers you'll get. So many people remember that Rav Chaim that we had, right?
Yeah.
But that was the fact that we discussed at length, that there is no announcement, there's no shout-out in the Alanisim in Alamechia on Chanukah and Purim, only in the benching. However, even that, says the Mishnah Berurah, was a Machloikis Rishayim, as you all remember. Therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, we only do one. That was Reb Chaim's against Mahalach based on Rabbi Nayan and Brachas. But we pointed out back then, Tosfos told us that even in the benching is Machloikis Rishayim. So therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, you only say Ritzei. So if you're going to be in shul on Matzah Shabbos, and you have benching in shul, you want to know what to do, you do not say Alanis.
And what do you do if you interrupt?
Oh, that's a big problem. That's a problem on the other end. That's a problem on Matzah Purim. So that we definitely discussed. That is not suggested. That's a good point. Meaning, Dr. Freeman is bringing up a different shaila. This we've discussed in the past. Purim night. A lot of people start the suda before, and then they go, and then they decide halfway through the meal, you know, let's stop in Davin Ma'ariv, and we'll continue afterwards. That is a very big shaila. Can you still say Al Anisim when you come back after Ma'ariv? Because since you read Davin Ma'ariv, you almost ended the day. So the Mishnah Berurah suggests, don't do that. No. Mishnah Berurah suggests either bench or Davin Ma'ariv later, one or the other. But that is... We do not say Al-Nisim Ma'ariv. That's part of the sugya. That's the Tarat Nisasi. That's the whole issue. And I'm sure we've discussed this, Chanukah, we discussed this Shail. But let's take a look at a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Interesting. Writes the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We've got a lot more to get to. Says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Let's say Shabbos... And you're eating, it becomes nightfall. Kivish adayin hula is palarvis. As long as you didn't have a marav yet, Omar would say. V'chein yomtev rosh chodesh v'chanukah purim. Kivish hascholos hasud dehoyis v'yom. As long as you start in the middle during the day, tzarech lahaskim inyan hayom. You mention whatever happened during the day. Alpha pish b'vaglad. Even though now you're benching, it's not rosh chodesh anymore. It's not chanukah anymore. It's not purim anymore. It doesn't matter. V'imochal be'erev rosh chodesh v'dimshecha sudas agam teich halayla. Let's say this is what happened. This 2 weeks ago on Shabbos, right? Shabbos was Erev Rosh Chodesh. Says the Mishnah Berurah, says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, "V'ochel gam b'layla hipas." Let's say you were eating the whole Shal Shudas till 2 minutes before you benched. So you were eating bread before on Shabbos. You were eating bread on Matzah Shabbos. Says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, "Oimer ritzei v'gam yal v'yava." You say both. That's the sheet of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. V'chein b'chanukah Purim. Same thing with Chanukah and Purim, which means if you're going to eat Shal Shudas all the way up to the end. Right, so you're eating. You start your meal before shkia, and you go till right. You bench. You're going to say Al Anisim, and would say, Is it possible?
He's just arguing on the Mishnah.
He's arguing
the
Mishnah Berurah. But he says, V'yesh Chalkim. There are those who argue. But this is the best part. He says, Al Kein Yesh Lemnoyesh Leil Echel Oz Belayla. Says the Kedushin, stop eating bread when it gets nighttime on Shabbos. To avoid the whole Shaila. Just bread, yeah, just bread. Everything else is okay. Stop eating, eat your bread as early in Shalshudas as possible. That's what we pointed out. Now, no, but that's what we're talking about. Later, Acharonim pointed out that you can eat other things at the table. Now, this is very negeah. Should you cut Shalshudas short this week? So if you take a look over in the Sefer Kevet Halachas, I think there's a steer from the top to the bottom of the Sefer. No, the kids of Shonar said you should. Because the Shonar said you should make sure don't eat bread. I mean the bread part of Shalshudas. Should everyone wash like earlier on and make sure you finish eating your bread and don't eat any bread after you fall into nightfall? So if you take a look over in the Kevitz Halachas, we're short on time, so I'm going to read you the second part where he quotes from Reb Shmuel. He says, "Ma'ivi Rebbe Shlita, Reb Shmuel Kamenetsky, shebezeh yesh lechatchil lizor shalecha pas achar shecha shecha." He quotes from Reb Shmuel to be makbid like this Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, not to eat bread after it gets dark. Kedei shalei lichanes leplukta. But let's say you didn't listen and you ate bread late into Shabbos. Still, you only say Ritzeh and not Alanis. So this is interesting. This is Lamaisa. He thinks you should try. Maybe the shul should call Shal Shodas for a little bit earlier. This way, everyone can eat their bread earlier in the night and not run into the Ishailas.
I'm sorry. Missing the bread part. What's the difference?
Because then you have to. Because if you eat bread late at night, so now you have a siba. You have a reason to say Alanisim. I eat bread on Chayam Purim now. This Matzah Shabbos, after nightfall, becomes Purim.
Because of its teshivas?
No, because bread, you have to make, if you have to bench. I'm eating.
No, you didn't bench.
I didn't bench. Good, so I ate bread on Purim. No, because I ate bread on Purim. No, because the bread is what's the teshiva for the benching, not the jelly beans.
But you already know what you didn't bench.
Good, but if I didn't eat any bread once it turns Purim, so then my benching is a Shabbos benching. Right?
Even though you washed that bread before Shkia.
Right, but that's it. Right. Oh, so that Taka Reb Moshe held that way. If you go the other way, then you might only say Alanism. Right? A big shiloh.
We always say Taka Sasu, but I say Atachon Tayo, and at that point I was already by the time I get to Moshe with Alanism, it's already, I already said Abdullah, so what's wrong with me saying both on Motzei Shabbos, the Atachon Tayo and the Alanism? I think somebody said by Mara, for sure you shouldn't say it.
Say what? Alanism?
Yeah.
No, what do we do?
Oh,
okay. We pass, you say Alanism, if you daven mincha, even if you daven ma'ariv after plag, you say Alanism. No, I don't think so. Okay, so the truth is, there's another chiddush from the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Let's keep on moving. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch has another chiddush. Listen to this. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch thinks that this week, we should all watch what we eat at Shal Shodas. Why? Because he's supposed to eat a Suda, Matzei Purim, Leil Purim, he's supposed to eat a Shtikal Suda. So Zok the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, since you want to have room to eat your Leil Purim Suda, cut back on Shal Shodas. Now Rabbi Yaakov in the Emes Yaakov is very troubled by this notion. Rabbi Yaakov says, how could that be? Shal Shodas is Mikra Adin. Eating a Suda Leil Purim is a nice thing, but it's not Mikra Adin. How could it possibly be that you should cut back on one for the other? So he doesn't think you actually have to do that. They do bring down from the Chassam Sofer that the Chassam Sofer in a year like this used to daven Mincha in the afternoon and eat an early Shal Shodas. And one of the reasons is so you can have room to eat Matzei Shabbos, the Leil Purim Suda.
Since when is Leil Purim Suda?
So if you take a look in Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch writes, Suda's Purim Shalasa B'lai Lo Yatzadei Chavos. It went 31, 30. I'm jumping around because I want to see if we can finish. Wow. Suda's Purim they eat during the night, they're not Yotze. However, says the Ramon, Mikol Mokim Mitzvah, Mikol Mokim Gam B'lai Lo Yisamach V'Yirbek Tzas B'Suda. The Ramah brings down. There is still an Inyan. There is an Inyan. I remember when I was a bacha, we used to go collecting a Purim night in Bar Park, and it was the first time I ever saw. They mamash have a whole Suda Purim night. A real candles and inflations.
More than a Malava Malka.
Yeah, it's a every year, and a regular year. So there's a whole Shaila. How do you make it more than a Malava Malka? It's a whole discussion in the Paiskim. How do you make it different than a regular Malava Malka? Halavai, we set up a Malava Malka like that. But it's Taka brought down that you should have a nice Suda. And even some Achroinim were nervous if you eat too much of Shal Shudas, you won't be hungry to eat again that night. Okay, let's just quickly talk a little bit about the davening on Matzei Shabbos. So on Matzei Shabbos, we're going to daven Ma'ariv. We're then going to say Kaddish Shalim. We're going to read the Megillah. And then after Megillah, we're going to say Vinayim Mevata Kaddish. That's the way we paskin. Now, that's what it says over here, number 32 and 33. You can look it up on your own. But there is an interesting din. What about making a Bar Mireish in Shul? We paskin that we make Avdol when we get home. The Shaila is, what about Bayim Mireish? So there is a tzad in the Rishonim brought down by the Kolbo that we have to make Bar Meresh before we read the Megillah, almost like you're not allowed to be Nenna from anything until you make a Bar Meresh. Now you'll ask me how they daven Ma'ariv. The answer is they didn't have Siddur. They didn't have Siddurim. The only time you need to use lines when you read a Megillah. You got to read from the Megillah. Could be they didn't have printed Siddurim, so Ma'ariv was by heart. And therefore, they weren't nene yet from light. The first time they're going to be nene is when they make.
But nowadays, we should not say bar mirage.
So there's a whole discussion of what we do. Interestingly enough, we pass, we don't make bar mirage, but the Svarim do. If you look in Yalkut Yosef, he writes that they taka make bar mirage and shul before the Megillah. And he says, a gaval gechidish. He says, what happens if middle of Megillah you realize you didn't do it? He says, you break in middle of the Megillah for it. Bein prakam leprakam, to show you how far it goes by them. That's unbelievable. That was the practice of Yaakov Yosef. That's in source 35. Here's the big shayla, Rabbi Yisai. Can you practice the Megillah on Shabbos for Matzei Shabbos? This is for our Balei Kriya here. Can you practice? So our Balei Kriya, David, doesn't need to practice. He's been doing this for so many years.
It's so funny.
He doesn't need to practice.
Here, I put the same thing.
So there's a big discussion. There's three major discussions that we don't have time to get to. One shayla is can a Balei Kriya practice? Shayla number two is, can you bring your Megillah on Shabbos to use Matzah Shabbos? Shaila number three is not negated to too many people in this room, but can kids get dressed up in their costumes on Shabbos before it's yet Oy Shabbos?
So according to Rabbi Moshe Walter, the answer is yes. Because it's just he brings it right from Moshe Fein.
Yes.
You know, it's like with pajamas.
Correct. Right. The answer is kids love being dressed up. Come to my house, my kids are dressed up all year long. So kids dressing up is not hachan. Let's talk about the other Shaila. The Shaila about the Balkari is a three-way machloikis achreinim. The most machmir opinion is of Chaim Kanievsky. I don't understand it for the life of me. Number 36. They asked Chaim Kanievsky, Imchal Purim B'yom Aleph, Ayim Mutu B'yom Shabbos, Lahochen, Esakri L'Purim, Ein Aroy. It's not right. Doesn't give a reason, doesn't explain. Ein Aroy, it's not right. His Shver, Rebbe Yashiv, number 37, writes, HaMegillah B'Shabbos Ein Muktzeh. That's a whole other sugya I wanted to get to. Unfortunately, we don't have time to finish what we have on the page. Is a Megillah Muktzeh. A few Shabbosim ago, my kids want to take out the Megillah and look at it. A real Megillah. So Shabbos is Megillah Muktzeh on Shabbos. So the answer is Avada, not. On a regular Shabbos, it's a regular Kisvei Kodesh. What about this Shabbos? What about a Shabbos like this?
Because it's
again, if you can't use it, then it becomes Muktzeh. Right?
Even now, though it's a din of Achana?
No, first of all, maybe Gzeir the Rabbah. Well, there's a Lomdash HaShayla here that I really wanted to get to. We passed in Shulchan Aruch that you're allowed to read the Megillah as early as Plaga Mincha on Erev Purim. Right? And people that can't stay up late, they talk to read the Megillah very early. What about this year? Can you read the Megillah after Plaga Mincha on Shabbos?
No, because it's Tavta Desastri.
What's the Tavta Desastri?
Because you're not ending Shabbos.
Ah, so the other issue, see, that issue the Magen Avraham doesn't have so much. He has a different issue. What about Gzeir Derabba? Is Gzeir Derabba only when Purim falls down on Shabbos? Or Gzeir Derabba is even when Purim doesn't fall down on Shabbos? Your Dalit is not Shabbos.
That's
Rabbi said, you're not allowed to read Megillah when Purim falls on the Shabbos because we're afraid you may carry. But this is not a case of Purim falling out on Shabbos. But it's a case where you might carry the Megillah. Very geshmak ha-shayla. Unfortunately, we don't have time to get to it. So Rabbi Yashiv Paskin is number 37. Ha-Megillah b'Shabbos ain't a muktzah. So first of all, you should know your Megillah is not muktzah. U'motol hochen ha-sakri b'Shabbos b'tanai she-yasa ha-dova b'derech shalimud. Zokti Rabbi Yashiv, you can't just practice as a Balkari. You got to like make believe when you're going through it. You're like you're learning it up. Oh, the Gemara learns from this, and you're making it more of a limud than just strictly a Balkari experience. That I don't believe is the accepted approach. I think the accepted approach is 38. This I quoted again. I could have quoted you 8 Gedolei Musay that it's mutter. I quoted you the Orcha Shabbos, Rabbi Rubin, because on the footnote he says a pshat from Rabbi Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman says the reason why it's mutter is because it's not preparing. Right now, you want to know the Megillah. He says, "Mishum she'ain ze begeder hachona, she'ar hiyadiyah hi achshav." It's not that I'm preparing for later. I'm preparing for now. I want to know now how to read the Megillah. That's not preparation. So therefore, Zot Mishum Zalman, it's not a problem. The other shayla comes up is carrying the Megillah. Let's say you go to Mincha, and then you're going to have Mincha, Shal Shodis, and then Ma'ariv, and you live very far away from Yeshu. Can you bring the Megillah with you by Mincha? So there's also a very big machloikas achreinim. Roiv achreinim hold the following pshara. If you're going to bring the Megillah with you to shul, and then you'll actually use it. You'll open it up, and you'll learn a shtickle Megillah from it. Then it would be mutter almost all shittas. It's interesting, I photocopied over here on the bottom, the last marmokim, the abbreviation is Gimel Reishin Mem. Michael, who's that?
I can't even read words without.
The last source, number 42. I quoted from a Goin Reishin Mem. Shlomo Miller, very good. He holds it's also, even if you're going to learn from it. That is not widely accepted. What? Okay. So, Lamaisa, I think if you're going to be walking through the streets where you have an Eiv with a Megillah, you're going to get funny looks. So, you have two things you can do. One thing is bring it before.
But there's a Gemara
The other eitzah is bring a betzina. I saw quite a few places can say bring a betzina. There's another interesting shaila. If you bring it earlier and you're afraid someone's going to steal it, can you put it in the Aron Kodesh? Are you allowed to put kitzur kodesh and non-kodesh? A whole discussion. But either way, kitzur, I wouldn't suggest bringing it through the streets of your local Jewish community because some guy's going to yell at you, even though he probably doesn't know the sugi either, but he'll yell at you anyways. So either do it betzina. If you're going to bring it, make sure you're going to use it. Maybe not just to learn from it, but try to learn from it. The problem is today we have chumashim for that. They don't really use the Megillah. So I think the more common practice is to either bring it before or to bring it after. Okay, so we got to some of the big shilas that come up this year when Purim falls out on a Sunday. Okay, everybody say. Yeah. Most important thing is have a Freilich and Purim. Enjoy. We'll be back in Mitzvah Shem Tuesday after Purim.